My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Off the field, on the money, and after hours.
The ball was out before Burrow hit the ground, but there was no whistle, so that you knew for sure. Oh, I have to sneeze. Oh, no. Hold on. Oh, wait. Maybe I wanted to sneeze. Why do I have to sneeze? Oh, it's that sensation. It's awful. Okay. I can do this. I don't know why I'm allergic to the Bengals and the Chiefs.
It's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
Okay, my finest moment on the show. Producer Pete chooses that one to highlight as we hit the dead center of our Sunday night football show, morphing into a Monday. Bring it, Monday. Who's your Monday MVP? We've got a poll up at Amy After Hours. Admit it, you've all had that sensation where you have to sneeze, and it's a look at the light type of thing. But if you don't want to sneeze, who knows? There's all kinds of home remedies for it. I didn't sneeze, actually. It was that tingling and tickling sensation. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Hey, by the way, coming up on Monday night, we get the Monday night Mannings for what is Eagles and Falcons. I wonder, and I'm not going to miss it, if Uncle Peyton and Uncle Eli will be talking about nephew Arch, who took over for Quinn Ewers. And this is a tough thing. I hate it for Quinn Ewers. He was considered the front runner for the Heisman. I don't know how that can be after 3 weeks, but based on his performance at Michigan for the Texas Longhorns, the fact that they've moved to number one in the AP poll, but he ends up with an oblique and abdominal injury after a tough hit in the first half. And so on Saturday, Arch Manning comes in. First pass throws, a 35-yard touchdown, I think, and then runs for approximately a 70-yard touchdown. So it's clear that he did not inherit his foot speed from his uncles. Anyway, he ends up with 5 touchdowns. Texas in a huge blowout. Now you can imagine there's going to be all kinds of chatter about whether or not Quinn Ewers should keep his job, should lose his job. It's just that he was playing really well until he got hurt. Anyway, I'm not going to miss the beginning of the Mannings because I cannot wait to hear what the uncles have to say about their nephew Arch, who came in mop, well, it wasn't mop-up duty. That was the week before. Came in and was able to steer the Longhorns to a win. All kinds of football this weekend. We only get to the NFL on this Sunday night show because there's so much we barely can cover our own business. But at some point during the week, we'll talk about what happened in the college game. Georgia, as I say, getting unseated in the AP poll because of a near miss. It wasn't a loss. It was a near win. It was a treacherous win against Kentucky and very unimpressive by the Georgia Bulldogs. And then also, if you're following the WNBA, those playoffs are on the horizon. Caitlin Clark, now the all-time scoring leader among rookies. No rookies ever had more points than her in a single season. Already held the record for, she's adding to it, most assists, most three-pointers, and now she's the top rookie scorer the WNBA has ever seen. The Fever have locked up the sixth seed in the upcoming playoffs, so they're dead middle of the pack there, and pretty soon she'll be tipping off in her first postseason game as a pro. So lots to talk about. Baseball out there as well. Final couple weeks of the regular season, but we are focused on football and trying not to sneeze in the middle of a segment. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. Coming up in just about 20 minutes, tops, no more than 20 minutes, we're going to get to Buccaneers and Lions because that was a huge game on Sunday, one that many of you pointed to as a candidate for, I guess it was After Hours Game of the Week, right? But just edging it out at the wire was Chiefs and Bengals in our poll. We also still want to get to, well, there's a lot to get to still, but Aaron Rodgers and the Jets getting a victory on the road in Nashville. Also, the Cleveland Browns evening up their record at 1-1. So a lot to do, but we will start in the Mile High City. Why? Well, we were just talking about the Ravens and the AFC North and the fact that Baltimore and Cincinnati are both at 0-2, which means there is an opportunity here for the Steelers and the Browns to put a little distance between themselves and the rest of the division. So the Steelers starting out with two road games, and that's tough, especially because they don't have their QB1. Instead, it's Justin Fields again, but he finally finds the end zone with the Steelers offense.
Jalen Warren to the left of Fields, picks up the foot, sets it back down, does it again, gets the snap, looks out left. Fires, corner of the end zone, caught, touchdown, the first career touchdown for Darnell. Mount Washington has given the Steelers the first score of the game.
Ooh, I love that call because Mount Washington is my home state, New Hampshire. So boom, on the Steelers radio network, it's a 7.5 minute drive. So they certainly can control the ball. We know that they're going to try to run the ball and also stop the run. They want to put pressure on the quarterback and as much as they can dominate time of possession. So it's a mix of run and pass into the red zone. Now Fields gets sacked for a loss of 6 there, but he's able to recover with this 5-yard touchdown to Darnell Washington. Can I tell you my favorite stat about this game? Maybe my least favorite stat about this game. 14 total punts, not points. Neither team got to 14. 14 total punts between the Steelers and Sean Payton's offense with the rookie Bo Nix. Justin was 13 of 20. He was over 100 yards and he had the score, but honestly, that's really the highlight of the offense other than Pittsburgh with 141 rushing yards. And so, yeah, able to dominate and control the ball. Bo Nix, couple of interceptions, also gets sacked a couple of times. And so they were able to take advantage of a rookie who's still fairly unsure of himself. And Russell Wilson on the sidelines after he got dumped and dissed by the Broncos at the end of last season, they gave him a game ball, Justin Fields.
I mean, I think we all know Russ got kind of did dirty last year. So I know he wished, you know, he could have played today in this game, but it's awesome, you know, getting a win for him. He got a petty game ball. So, yeah, it's great getting a dub for Russ for sure.
A petty game ball. And I would agree with that. If I'm Russell Wilson, I don't want your damn game ball. What? You didn't give me the ball at the end of last season. You benched me because I wouldn't change the terms of my contract so you could pay me less money. But now you want to give me a game ball? Here's what I think of it. I would have thrown it into the stands. Seriously. They tried to honor him in this game in Denver, which, ew,
adding insult to injury, that's just disgusting. So agreed with Justin Fields. It's a petty game ball, and good for the Steelers that they were able to get a win on his behalf. And Mike Tomlin thrilled with the way they've started out.
Start the season with two road games, be 2-0, man, it's a pretty good feeling. Obviously, we got a lot to work on, but it's good to work on it with the required W of the week. Required W of the week.
No one says it like Mike Tomlin. The required W of the week.
Required W of the week.
Oh my gosh, he's the best. As for Bo Nix, I mean, he did have nearly 250 yards passing, but it's almost like the passing yards were taking them nowhere. It was like a train to nowhere because they really couldn't make a ton of forward progress. As I mentioned, a couple of picks, also a couple of sacks. And yeah, there's progress because there will be just the fact that he's getting extra reps. But this is tough sledding.
I think when you go back and watch the film, I think I took a good step. Sometimes good steps don't turn into wins, though. So it's a long process. You know, it's a tough league for a reason. And, you know, we just got to continue to, as a crew, as a group, you know, find ways to get better and build in and take in steps. And, you know, I got to do the same.
It depends on their personality. And I think he's got the right makeup and personality where, look, you know, he's running around, he's competing. There's some pressures. There's a missed protection late in the game. Those are frustrating things that I said this a week ago. We need to be better around him. But I think this guy's been, you know, he's been through it. It'd be different if he hadn't.
Bo Nix and Sean Payton. And I mentioned this earlier because I do think it's worth noting. I know he's a rookie and I know they're starting fresh, but with Russell Wilson as the quarterback, Sean Payton and the Broncos averaged nearly 22 points per game. Now that number is down 8 points. Again, very early, rookie, maybe thrown into the fire before he's technically ready, though Sean Payton believes he's going to maintain his confidence. Yeah, 14 points is what they're averaging. And that's not just under Bo Nix. It's also going back to the end of last year with Jared Stidham. So in four games without Russell Wilson, under Sean Payton, the Broncos are barely averaging two touchdowns. And in this game, they don't score a touchdown. Although the Steelers are 2-0 with only one touchdown. So I kind of feel like that's how you have to grind it out early in the season.
The required W of the week.
The required W of the week. But are the Broncos the leader, the front runner in the clubhouse, if you will, for most embarrassing performance in week number two? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can take our Monday MVP poll on either of our social media sites. All right, so staying there in the AFC North. No. I talked about that, but then I'm backpedaling now. Staying in the AFC West, how about that? Where we know the Chiefs went to 2-0. They got those two really tough wins to start the season. We know that the Broncos are 0-2. The Raiders are 1-1. They got their victory in Baltimore. So that leaves us with the Chargers and LA on the road against the Carolina Panthers. This is the team that I think a lot of people picked in their survivor pools, Survivor Island, simply because the Panthers are brutal.
Chargers 3-5 on third down. This is the 11th play of the drive. Dobbins in the backfield. Disley and Hurst to the right, Q to the left. Herbert, play action to throw. End zone, wide open, caught. Touchdown, Chargers. How about a two-touchdown game for Quentin Johnston? It's to Dobbins, trying to stretch it. He's got the corner. Dobbins, left sideline, 30, 20, one man to beat. Cuts inside, 10, 5, flips into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers. J.K. Dobbins.
Matt Smith on the Chargers Radio Network. Another huge game for J.K. Dobbins. Now, this time it's a 43-yard touchdown rumble in the second quarter. And honestly, that may have been the final nail in the coffin. He's 130-plus yards overall. L.A. better than 200 yards rushing on the road at Carolina. And also Justin Herbert connected with Quentin Johnston for a couple of touchdowns in the first half. So he didn't really have to do a whole lot. But did you see the pregame, I don't know if we're going to call it a ritual, in which Jim Harbaugh was holding Herbert by the pads and kind of shaking him back and forth and then banging him hard on the pads in the front and on the top and on the back. It wasn't a pat down. I don't really know what it was. It was just about hyping up his quarterback. And yeah, they are all fired up. Lots of energy as the Chargers are 2-0. And so I don't know when it's too early to be scoreboard watching. Never in the NFL is the answer. Never in the NFL. But the Chargers and the Chiefs are both at 2-0, and instantly Herbert is appreciating this work under Harbaugh and the impact that his new head coach is having.
I think it's definitely a great opportunity for us to keep playing. You know, we always take it 1 week at a time, and I think that's one of the great things that Coach Harbaugh has taught us is, you know, you can't be 2-0 without being 1-0, and you can't be 1-0 without winning the first one. And so that's the way it's been. And, you know, I think guys are really enjoying playing. They go out there and they have a lot of fun, and you see it in the defense. They fly around and create turnovers and come up with some big plays like that. So, you know, as long as everyone's enjoying it, playing fast, you know, I think we can play some pretty good football.
I've always thought that. I mean, that's biblical to me. You know, that's like, A tree shall be known by its fruit. You know, a football player shall be known by his talent and his effort. And our guys continue to, you know, to be really good at both.
A tree shall be known by its fruit. That actually is in the Bible. I like it. There's lots of analogies with fruit and productivity and impact when it comes to trees and the Bible. So good for Jim Harbaugh. He's quickly becoming one of my favorites. There's no one like him either. So no one like Mike Tomlin. No one like Jim Harbaugh. Though his brother, John, speaks a lot like him, but maybe not quite so quirky. And then certainly no one like Dan Campbell. We'll hear from him coming up. Much more subdued Dan Campbell following the loss to the Buccaneers in Detroit. As for the Panthers, I'm not sure there's a worse team in all of football right now. But Dave Canales, first couple of games on the job and is trying to find the silver lining.
Saw some improvement in terms of taking care of the ball. We'd like to not have that interception, like to be clean with the football, but good step right there. The run game, I was excited about seeing where we were going to go with the run game, you know, and it really just came down to third down again, offensively, defensively, you know, just not acceptable from a coaching standpoint, from a player standpoint, all of us.
Dave Canales references third down. Would you like to know the ugly and cold hard truth about the Panthers on third down? 1 for 12. 1 for 12 on third down. And in this game, total 159 yards. Okay, now here's the thing. You break it down half to half. In the first half, 54 yards. So they actually got a lot better. They doubled their yardage in the second half. But they were already under the gun, outmanned, outgained by the Chargers at the break. Chargers had 204 yards. They had 54 yards. Ouch. It is hard to win that way when you can't even get to the halftime and still be competitive. Now, I know they faced a couple of teams that are really good. Saints and now Chargers. But come on, Panthers. I'm going to need a little get up. I'm going to need a little more than 1 for 12 on third down. Are they the most embarrassing? You can find us online at Amy After Hours. I don't know. The Niners might be in that category. We'll get to them before this hour is done. Also on our Facebook page, lots of you weighing in on Monday MVP. Good to have you with us. If you're waking up on your Monday, ow, Monday is pouncing, but at least there's football to keep us company. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the Infinity Sports Network.
Out of the huddle and to the line. 1 yard away from that end zone. Looking to take the lead for the first time today. Goff turns. Gives to Demo. Over the right side. Did he get in? No signal yet.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. David Montgomery takes it home, and Detroit's on top for the first time today.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We had a back-and-forth affair between the Chiefs and the Bengals with five lead changes in the second half, that game being replayed on NFL Network if you missed it. Well, it was also a back-and-forth affair in Detroit, where the Lions also starting out with two home games. So I mentioned that about the Chiefs because they're the Super Bowl champions. They hosted two really difficult opponents in these first 2 weeks, and they came out 2-0. Well, the Lions also, and a pair of playoff rematches, interestingly enough. The NFL orchestrates these things, you know, with the schedule makers. They were able to get the victory over the Rams in the opener, but in week number two, running into more of a buzzsaw against the Buccaneers. Although early on this game, it was tough sledding for both offenses. Did you see that there were three sacks of Baker Mayfield by Aiden Hutchinson in the first quarter alone? Baker also threw an interception. So it started out terrific for that Lions defense. The only first half touchdown was on a deep shot to Chris Godwin. So Baker connecting with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, he's got some rhythm with those guys now. And it was a 41 yarder. So it was a 13-6 lead for the Bucs at half. The Lions not able to score other than field goals. But as you hear with Dan Miller on Lions radio, Detroit taking the third quarter lead. It's a 6-minute drive. It's mostly short yardage, although Amon-Ra did have a 17-yard catch and run down to the 1-yard line, which put David Montgomery in position for the touchdown. I got to tell you, I loved the Buccaneers' answer, primarily because badass Baker is back. I actually heard from one Browns fan on social on Sunday asking if they could get Baker back in Cleveland in exchange for Deshaun Watson. Oh my gosh, what a difference a couple years makes, right? And so Baker, on the very next drive, he's feeling it. And we don't see this a lot anymore, but an 11-yard scramble on third down to pick up the first down, get into the red zone, and put the Buccaneers in position.
First down and 10, just inside the 12-yard line, near side hash. Bucs moving left to right. Empty backfield for Mayfield now. Kicks that left leg. Barton, the center, snaps the ball. Belt high. It's going to be a quarterback run by Mayfield. Inside the 5-3, to the 2, to the 1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield, back-to-back runs, and the Bucs retake the lead.
Oh, okay. So it works for you on the third down scramble. You decide, why not? I'm just going to go for it again. Call your own number. Get your rear end into the end zone. Yeah, back-to-back 11-yard runs for Baker Mayfield. That's Gene Deckerhoff on Bucs Radio. And they're up 20-16. And honestly, the Tampa Bay defense does the rest. Forcing a punt, an interception of Jared Goff on a deep shot, and not one, but two fourth down stops of Detroit.
6 seconds to go. Don't let them get it in, Bucs. Four-man rush. Here's the snap. Goff dropping. Gets the pass away. Underneath, it is caught. And that'll be the ball game. Clock 0-0-0. He short-hopped it. It was not cut. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have defeated the Detroit Lions and go to 2-0.
That's a great team over there. We know they're a great team. They're a little undermanned. We were a little undermanned. It got us to 2-0. You know, it was a big win, but it's 2-0. We grade the tape tomorrow morning. We got to move on to Denver. You know, we won the first two games last year, and you see what happened after that. So we understand that. You know, we're happy we won. Took a Herculean effort on a lot of guys when a lot of guys went down, and, you know, we're pleased with the win.
The same guy. You wouldn't think so, but that's the same guy. Todd Bowles.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's exciting. Well, now it's even more exciting because they're 2-0, but he's tempered in his enthusiasm. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The pair of fourth down stops, including the last one there on Bucks Radio, that defense was locked in. Here are some crazy numbers. This is how numbers do not tell the story. Not all of them. You can't just pick and choose a couple of numbers. Detroit racked up nearly 500 yards of offense in this game. Get this, double the number of yards that the Bucks had. Do you know the Bucks only had 216 yards of offense? That's it. But a couple of turnovers by Detroit, some missed opportunities. In fact, there were a couple of other turnovers, interceptions, that were dropped by Tampa Bay defenders. And so, theoretically, Jared Goff could have ended up with four turnovers in this one, four interceptions. Amon-Ra St. Brown goes over 100 yards. So after not playing a huge role in their opener, he has a bunch of yardage and catches in this one. But the Lions were 1-for-7 in the red zone. 1-for-7. They got in there, but they just could not capitalize. So yeah, you waste a performance in which Hutchinson has 4.5 sacks. Phenomenal. I know the record's 7, so it wasn't the record, but an amazing motor that he has. I love to watch him play football. But this was an opportunity for the Bucks to kind of gauge where they are early in the season. Remember, they were bounced from the postseason by the Lions last year. And yeah, it was a good early gauge.
You always remember your last loss of the season, especially in the playoffs. Now, whether it was extra motivation, no, I wouldn't say that. Just really looking forward to the group that we have coming back here for another run at it. And they have a lot of the same pieces. They brought in some new additions as well. It's a great challenge. Anytime on the road in an atmosphere like this against a team that's as highly competitive as they are. And so for us, yeah, we were thinking about the end of our season, but it wasn't a revenge game by any means.
Baker, 12 of 19, 185 yards. That's it. Couple of touchdowns. He does have the early pick, but a win is a win is a win is a win. And if you can go back and you can beat a team that you know is really good and is expected to be not just a division title contender, but also a Super Bowl contender, you'll take it. As for Dan Campbell, now there's a lot of chatter about an exchange in the late stages of the second quarter where the Lions are, well, could be in position for a short field goal, or they could go for it, right? They could try to get the touchdown before the break. Well, as you've got both units on the field, a flag is thrown for too many men, obviously. And what happens is the clock runs out. And so they end up missing the opportunity to get any points at all. And Dan Campbell, he was chiding himself for that.
There's no way to justify this. It's a massive error on my part, no one else's. And it was just between hurry-up field goal and clocking it. And it was 100% my fault, 100%. And that's why we have guys on the field. We're trying to clock it. And it's one of those things we work over and over. And we're good. We've been good. We do everything. And then I mess it up. We did improve, and their coach cost them. Their head coach cost them this one. So, critical error in the half, and 100% on me. We improved. There's areas we got to continue to improve on, but it's not okay.
He's at the top of the pyramid here, and when the guy at the top takes accountability like he has throughout his career, and even today. It makes it, all easier for everyone else to take accountability when they're at fault. And I know he did take, accountability for that, but we had plenty of opportunities to overcome that.
Yeah, that's late first half. And I appreciate that Campbell is owning up to it. It was my mistake. We were kind of caught in no man's land. We were doing one thing, then we were doing another thing, and I screwed it up. But, I mean, to be fair, that's only 3 points if you take the field goal, and they lost by four. So even if you are going to pinpoint that one particular moment, you can't say that that's why they lost. And I appreciate that Jared Goff is saying, hey, we had plenty of time. We had an entire second half to be able to overcome that. Not to mention, they had the lead in the second half. So the defense shut them down in the fourth quarter. The Bucks defense shut them down in the fourth quarter. And you've got to credit what we saw from the Buccaneers in this one. Now, not a whole lot of pretty offense early on. A lot of kickers doing double time. But you can go on the road in Detroit and get a victory like this. As Bowles pointed out, they started 2-0 last year. They did win the division, but they have greater aspirations in 24, as do the Lions. At A-Law Radio is where you can find me online. Also on our Facebook page. Now coming up, Packers without Jordan Love. So they're using Malik Willis and a game plan that they executed to perfection. And also, while we're talking about the AFC South, because we will, the Colts at the Packers, how about the Jaguars hosting the Browns and both those teams looking for their first win? Man, we are churning our way toward 5 a.m. on the East Coast, 2 o'clock on the West Coast.
This is exciting!
We're heading full speed into a Monday.
The required W of the week.
We're getting our required W of the week early. Thank you, Coach Tomlin. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Peter Schwartz.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle.
Get a quote at progressive.com. Let's begin with Sunday Night Football. The Texans beat the Bears 19-13. C.J. Stroud threw for 260 yards and a touchdown. Now to Kansas City, where the Chiefs trailed the Bengals 25-23 in the final seconds.
A 51-yarder officially to try to win it by Butker. Placement is down. Butker's kick. Leg through. It is high enough, and it is good! Kansas City! Harrison Butker, another clutch kick against the Bengals. And the Chiefs win it at the buzzer, 26-25.
Mitch Holthus on Chiefs radio. Elsewhere, Steelers over the Broncos 13-6. Cardinals 41, Rams 10. Commanders 21, Giants 18. Austin Seibert kicked 7 field goals, including the game-winning 30-yarder with no time left. Jets over the Titans 24-17, Browns 18, Jaguars 13, the Vikings over the Niners 23-17. In overtime, the Seahawks beat the Patriots 23-20, Packers 16, Colts 10, the Bucks over the Lions 20-16. The Saints ripped the Cowboys 44-19, Raiders over the Ravens 26-23, and the Chargers beat the Panthers 26-3. Baseball, Dodgers over the Braves 9-2, Mariners 7, Rangers nothing. In 10, Diamondbacks 11, Brewers 10, Astros 6, Angels 1, Guardians blank the Rays 2-0, White Sox 4, A's 3, Cubs over the Rockies 6-2. In 10, Padres 4, Giants 3, Blue Jays over the Cardinals 3-2, Pirates 4, Royals 3, Phillies beat the Mets 2-1, Nationals over the Marlins 4-3, Tigers 4, Orioles 2, the Twins over the Reds 9-2, Aaron Judge hit his 53rd home run, it was the Yankees over the Red Sox by a score of 5-2. College football, Texas, number 1 in the latest AP poll. I'm Peter Schwartz.
This is the Infinity Sports Network. Follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Infinity Sports Network. That's Infinity Sports Network to follow us on Instagram.
Third and 4 now for the Packers at the Colts 14-yard line. Three receivers spread to the right. Shotgun formation for Willis. Jacobs to his left. Wicks motions back and forth, and here's the snap. Willis looks, throws, right side, got his man down the sidelines, into the end zone. Dontavian Wicks, and the Packers, no flags, lead it by the score of 9-0.
It's time to pull on the pads and hit somebody. On After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
10-0 Packers over the Colts after the extra point. That's the call with our friend Wayne Larrabee on Packers Radio. The home opener at Lambeau Field. And boy, did the Packers plan work to perfection. How about that alliteration? 40 minutes with the football. That's 2-1 when it comes to time of possession. 40 minutes. Their plan was to run the ball and keep running the ball and keep running the ball and essentially protect Malik Willis, but allow him to either A, get rid of the ball early, or B, to keep the defense so focused on the run that if they could sneak in a couple of passes, he wouldn't get a whole lot of resistance, if you will. So other than the second quarter fumble by Josh Jacobs, Green Bay controlled the ball and the clock. How about this? 261 rushing yards against the Indianapolis Colts. Malik was 12 of 14. How about that? He was efficient. He wasn't spraying the ball over the place. They didn't ask him to do too much. 122 yards and a touchdown to Dontavian Wicks that you heard there from the first quarter. But really, this was about Josh Jacobs. It was about the run game. It was about controlling the ball and controlling the clock. And the defense did well against Anthony Richardson. He does tend to spray balls all over the place. He's not super accurate. So 3 interceptions for Richardson, a couple of those in the fourth quarter. And something else that stood out to me about this game, the Colts were not able to get a sack of Malik Willis, or how about this, no QB hits. They did not touch him because they were getting rid of the ball so early, he wasn't going to face a lot of pressure. So all of that worked perfectly for Matt LaFleur with the quarterback who's been a Packer for, I don't know, all of 3 weeks.
This guy got here 3 weeks ago.
Oh, perfect.
And for him to be able to go out there and command our offense. We still had a lot of long calls. We had shifts, motions, a ton of different run schemes. There was a lot put on his plate, and for him to be able to go out there and do what he did today, I think that speaks volumes of who he is as a person and the work that he's put in. Just super proud of him.
Obviously, after last week and fighting so hard, we want to come out and do our best to get one. And with Jordan out, we just had to come together, and I'm glad we got it.
So good for the Packers. And this is exactly what they had to do. They are waiting for Jordan Love. He's not on IR. It could be another week. It could be another month. But for now, Malik Willis trying to get comfortable and settle in. So that means a lot of work for Josh Jacobs. So some brilliant reporter asked Shane Steichen, head coach of the Colts, whether or not they will fix their run defense.
Again, we got the guys in that locker room to do it. I have no doubt about that. I'm not losing any faith in that at all. But we got to get it fixed.
Do you still have confidence in Gus to get it fixed?
Absolutely. 100%.
Still have confidence. We've got the guys to do it. Absolutely 100%. But they were gashed. And yeah, really tough one for Anthony Richardson as well. I mean, we saw some good stuff from him last week against the Texans. That was a much tighter game. But this was kind of rough.
It's frustrating when you like have a decent week of practice. You know, you execute a certain way in practice. You game plan a certain way. And then you get to the game and some things are switched up and you adjust a little too late. You know, we started out slow as a group, you know, especially as an offense. You know, we definitely can't do that. We know we're better than that.
So Anthony Richardson, second year guy, but remember, really his first full season, right? Because he only played, what, a month last year before he was declared out with a shoulder injury, which means that he's still trying to get the reps and the practice and just get comfortable. He was a project coming into the NFL. He didn't have a whole lot of starts. And so when the Colts threw him into duty at the beginning of last year and decided that they were going to go ahead and ride the rookie and he got hurt, well, then it was Gardner Minshew's team. But ultimately, he didn't get the work that he needed to be able to get more comfortable. So now they're still kind of going through the rookie roller coaster, if you will. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Which team had the most embarrassing performance in week two? Mentioned the Panthers, of course. We talked about the Broncos and how the offense is abysmal right now with Sean Payton and the rookie Bo Nix. The Ravens, 0-2 for the first time in nearly a decade. The Cowboys get shellacked at home by the Saints. There's another candidate in there, at least one that I wrote down on my note card. So let's tied in with the NFC North, because you know me, I love the segues. I don't like the abrupt pivots, though I do love to yell pivot like they did in Friends, like Ross in Friends. It's one of my favorite scenes in Friends of all time, but I digress. Talking about the NFC North, I think it could be a much tougher division than what it was last year. Packers are 1-1, so they win without Jordan Love, they lose with Jordan Love. I know, football's weird. The Bears are 1-1. They lost on Sunday Night Football to the Texans. We'll get back to that game at the top of the hour. The Lions, we just talked about them, falling to the Buccaneers, 1-7 in the red zone. So they had plenty of opportunities. All three of those teams are looking where? Up. They're looking up at the Minnesota Vikings.
Darnold under center. Play action to Jones. Back to pass. Bosa picked up. Deep shot. Jefferson. Yes! Caught at the 50. Heads left to the 40. Cuts back to the 25. Heads to the right. He's trying to outrun the Niners. To the 5. Touchdown! A 97-yard touchdown from Sam Darnold to Justin Jefferson.
Oh, Lord. We cut it off like that? Who cut that? Producer Pete, tell me you did not cut that.
I did not cut that, no.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? We hear the crowd. It's the longest touchdown of the week. Sam Darnold throws that 60 yards in the air from his end zone to Justin Jefferson over the top, and we somehow need to cut off Paul Allen and clip his word at the end.
There must be a vendetta against Paul Allen.
OMG. Or it's someone who, in our newsroom, does not have any flair for the dramatic. Oh my gosh, we got to fix that before we use it as a candidate for TD of the week. That is our friend Paul Allen. I'm sure there was more after that and the crowd going crazy in Minneapolis. Yeah, 97-yard bomb from Darnold to Justin Jefferson. And, by the way, that put Jefferson over 6,000 yards in his career already. But there was a recovery from the Niners after that. All right. So they took the punch and they managed to counterpunch. Fred Warner picks off Sam Darnold, and then Brock Purdy is able to find a rhythm. He's able to go deep to Debo and also has a short touchdown pass to George Kittle. But yeah, the Vikings were leading at the half. Purdy gets picked himself in the second half as a ball. Actually, it's kind of one of those, it's one of those funny plays. If you're just seeing it, you could put music behind it. The whoop, whoop, whoop. Like we used to hear from Chris Berman, right? It was tipped a couple of times in the air and got picked. So it's instant red zone for Minnesota.
Jalen Naylor to the right. It is first and goal from the 10. Minnesota leads by 6. Darnold, play action. Straight drop. Loops to the end zone. Touchdown! Catches a touchdown pass for the second consecutive week, and Minnesota takes that turnover and extends the lead.
Oh, oh my gosh. We need to figure out who's cutting these. Sorry, Paul. That's the Vikings. Now, it didn't go smoothly the rest of the way. Justin Jefferson was injured in the third quarter. Aaron Jones had a catch and run and then fumbles on the goal line. So it wasn't perfect for the Vikings. But the San Francisco response, now they do go 99 yards after that fumble on the goal line. They go 99 yards. Jordan Mason gets into the end zone. But Minnesota is able to control the ball for the next 7 minutes. They get a field goal, which they desperately needed. And then they have the tough D in the red zone to be able to protect that W. So credit the Vikings. It wasn't perfect, but they'll take it, especially against a team as good as a Super Bowl contender. Obviously went last year, the Niners. Now, I know they're without Christian McCaffrey, and right now they've put him on IR. They're not actually sure when their top running back might be available.
Nobody knows. You know, we're dealing with tendonitis, so there's not one person knows. He doesn't know. We don't know. We can take it day by day. You know, by putting him on IR, it's at least 4 weeks, so that'll give him some time to rest and kind of protect him from himself, us too. Then no matter how he's feeling, it's 4 at the minimum.
It's all of that. It's football, man. Just because you got, you know, really good players and good scheme doesn't mean the other team's going to give it to you. You have to go out and earn it. So we've had to learn that, you know, the first two games of the season. So hopefully we can be better next week.
Brock Purdy with a couple of turnovers, sacked 6 times. So they waste another game for Jordan Mason, in which he has 100 yards. As much as you could point to, hey, Christian McCaffrey's not available. Mason's been over 100 yards in both of their first two games. So the run game is not the issue. They definitely need to execute, as Brock Purdy said. As for the Vikings, this is a confidence builder for Kevin O'Connell and his crew.
I'm most proud of what led into this football game. There's a lot of individual performances we could talk about, and I'm sure we will. But this was the epitome of building a football team with a mindset through many, many months ago of what we wanted to play like, how we want to battle, and ultimately how we want to come together and find a way to win a football game. Thought our defense was fantastic. Thought our O-linemen, guys that had been a little banged up throughout the week battling.
Love it. Love it for this group because it wasn't easy and it wasn't perfect, but you come away with a win like this and you know what you're capable of. Justin Jefferson did leave the game, by the way. He didn't come back after that third quarter injury.
At the end of the day, all that matters is, we're winning and I'm not, you know, seriously injured. So that's the main important thing. So it's just all about, you know, getting to the training room, making sure my body is right for next week, and I'll be ready to go.
Yeah, so what we'd heard is that it was a quad bruise. Again, not anything serious, as you hear from Justin Jefferson, though he did miss significant time last year because of it wasn't the exact same thing, but he did miss some time because of a leg injury. So a little bit of concern. However, right now, the Vikings are 2-0, and as Jefferson says, they will take it despite his injury. Sam Darnold, one of our candidates for Monday MVP, and I see this post from Martin on Facebook. After being drafted by a disorganized franchise, that's the Jets, then banished to the outpost known as Carolina, finally setting in with a legit franchise to turn the tables and stick it to the Niners at home in Minnesota. How about that? The journey of Darnold continues. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.